The Buffalo School Board approved a name change for the second Monday in October, back in August. The top of the document reads, in bold text, Board Resolution, Indigenous Peoples Day. But in a paragraph towards the bottom, it says the holiday will be observed as Indigenous Peoples Day and Italian Heritage Day.
Ponte, ponte!
Italian Heritage Month is in the month of October, and we have traditionally celebrated Columbus Day as our special day.
Peter LaGiacono is president of the Federation of Italian American Societies of Western New York.
We take no issue with Native Americans whatsoever. If we share the day, you know, we will recognize our end, and I'm sure they will recognize their end. But I truly believe that there are enough days on the calendar for everybody to have their day, and everybody can celebrate whom they wish.
I think it's important to have Indigenous Peoples Days because it creates kind of a community conversation about what that means. It reminds people that we're still here.
Samantha Nephew is a community activist and member of the Seneca Nation of Indians. She helped lead the campaign to get Indigenous Peoples Day recognized by Buffalo Public Schools.
I understand the feeling about Columbus and the Italian heritage and all that, but, you know, it doesn't have to be necessarily that day.
Proponents of Indigenous Peoples Day say Columbus's legacy of violent conquest and the decimation of Native peoples is nothing to celebrate. They also point out that Columbus wasn't the first European to reach the Americas and that you can't discover lands where people are already living.
Christopher Columbus did not find anything. You know, we were always here.
Selena Irene is part of the Buffalo School's Native American Parent Student Committee. She says the recognition of Indigenous Peoples Day would mean a lot to a struggling community.
Our kids are lost. And so I think that's why I volunteer, because we have a long way to go. And so this holiday is just a small step.
LaGiacono says the day isn't really about the name. He also says Italian Americans only got a holiday to make amends for extreme prejudice and a mass lynching of Sicilians in New Orleans in 1891.
And the name Columbus was chosen because I guess he was the most well-known at the time Italian, having to do with this hemisphere. This is a day for Italian Americans that we choose to celebrate our heritage.
Buffalo Board of Education President Sharon Belton Cotman says she knows the district is never going to make everyone happy.
The best laid plans of mice and men are always going to be flawed in the eyes of certain people.
Even so, they're going to try. The board resolution asked for a community process to present them with options for an appropriate name for the holiday moving forward. Anne Botticelli is the district's chief academic officer.
I mean, it's a really exciting opportunity. We really want to help the students look at multiple perspectives. Think like a historian, do research, really get invested in the work.
In 2016, a student project similar to the idea she's describing led the Niagara-Wheatfield School District to unanimously approve changing the name of Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. Those students also inspired an effort to do the same in the Williamsville School District the following year. That effort failed.
It just really brought out a lot of negativity and a lot of backlash and it was just very insulting.
Toni Vasquez was the Williamsville School Board president at the time, and she ended up casting the only vote in favor of changing the name.
People came to the board meetings and started insulting Martin Luther King, I guess, because I'm African American, so they said, well, you're going to insult our great Columbus, Christopher Columbus. We will insult your Martin Luther King. So they did stuff like that.
Vasquez says she still thinks about it a lot, especially this time of year. And she says she's inspired that Buffalo is trying to find a compromise. But again, not everyone's on board.
They want students and parents to create a research group. And I don't know. I can't even wrap my head around it. I'm insulted by the whole thing.
Belton Cotman says the board's intent is to promote inclusion, not to belittle any ethnic or linguistic group.
We're going to celebrate our diversity. And we hope the adults in the equation learn to do the same.
The district is still finalizing its timeline for seeking community and student feedback about what to name the holiday in future years. For now, whatever you choose to celebrate, have a nice holiday. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.